Isaiah chapter 2. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the end of days that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow into it. And many peoples shall go and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and Jehovah's word from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall reprove many peoples. And they shall forge their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning knives. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. House of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of Jehovah. For thou hast cast off thy people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with what comes from the east, and use auguries like the Philistines, and ally themselves with the children of foreigners. And their land is full of silver and gold, and there is no end of their treasures. Their land also is full of horses, and there is no end of their chariots. And their land is full of idols, and they bow themselves down to the work of their own hands, to that which their fingers have made. And the mean man shall be bowed down, and the great man shall be brought low, and do not thou forgive them. Enter into the rock, and hide thee in the dust, from before the terror of Jehovah, and from the glory of his majesty. The lofty eyes of man shall be brought low, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and Jehovah alone shall be exalted in that day. For there shall be a day of Jehovah of hosts upon everything proud and lofty, and upon everything lifted up, and it shall be brought low, and upon all the cedars of Lebanon high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the lofty mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all pleasant works of art. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be brought low, and Jehovah alone shall be exalted in that day. And the idols shall utterly pass away, and they shall go into the caves of the rocks and into the holes of the earth from before the terror of Jehovah and from the glory of his majesty when he shall arise to terrify the earth. In that day men shall cast away their idols of silver and their idols of gold, which they made each for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the fissures of the cliffs, from before the terror of Jehovah and from the glory of his majesty, when he shall arise to terrify the earth. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for what account is to be made of him?